Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Basket of Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Dan Menigan is in today. We've got a fantastic show for you on Fridays, as we always do. Matt Wilhelm is going to join us at 11:20. He's a super friend of the show, former Buckeye, former Packers linebacker who picked up a Super Bowl ring there after playing for the Chargers for so many years. Tom Withers, another super friend of the show, Associated Press Emeritus. I love it. He'll join us at noon. Tim May from Letterman Row. I spent many, many years at the Columbus Dispatch. He is also on board with us as Ohio State. What are we doing with Ohio State this weekend? Nothing. Bummer.
Apple picking.
Keep playing, man. I want to play another game.
Take the family apple picking. Reintroduce yourself to your children.
Oh, is that how it works?
I think so. That's how these Saturdays work. You know, feel like the caring parent once again.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for. I wish they would announce all the game times for all year. I hate the fact that you got to wait and like 9 days or 6 days. They have all these silly windows for Ohio State. So I think we're waiting on the Minnesota window now. I think is the next one. We should probably know it by early next week. And then we'll hear from Kevin Stefanski live during the 1 o'clock hour. Plus, we will do quick predicts. And, of course, we will do two keys and a lock coming up a little bit later in the show. So let me go back and ask you this. Obviously, by number of games, and they were able to creep up on the Red Sox in that last spot for the wild card, that the wild card now sits there in front of the Guardians, as does the AL Central, which I don't think anybody in their right mind would have thought that that would be in play going into the last week of the season.
Nope.
With 10 games to go. Kind of break that down for me, Dan. What do you think? If you're a fan, should you be looking at wild card? Should you be looking at Central, or should you just be looking at one day at a time?
One day at a time. And because you've got two different ways that you can get in. You are mostly in control of your own destiny when it comes to the Central. You just have to keep winning. And somewhere in between there, you need the Tigers to drop a game that you win. You just need one. That's it, and all of a sudden you will solve. You'll be in on the AL Central. The wild card side of things, a little bit hairier. You're only a game and a half back, though. You just need two or three. You need two teams to stumble and for you to keep winning. Now, it's an ask to say, hey, you've got to keep winning all of these games. But again, it feels like this team, and more than anything, this pitching staff, has an answer. An answer that we didn't think that they had earlier. You know, the starting pitching staff had been fine throughout the season, but again, ever since that Texas series, and ever since they moved to that six-man rotation and said, you know, what Tanner Bibee said oh so well, I feel like the whole team has picked up that kind of attitude that's come with it. And for those of you who missed it, this was Tanner Bibee after the game.
After Joey's went eight innings, one of his starts, and I was like, dude, like, what was the difference? And he was like, well, I was throwing a lot of fastballs. And I was like, oh. And I kind of thought about it, and I was like, that makes a lot of sense. And then that's what I did against the White Sox. And then after the first inning, or the first two innings, I started doing it. And then, okay, let's go back to it.
What's the difference between a fastball and a fastball?
The mentality behind it, man. I mean, I feel like sometimes you throw a heater and you're like, oh, I don't want this to get hit. But when you throw like a fastball, it's like, hit it. I dare you.
I'm usually the numbers guy on all of that stuff. Like I'll usually look at all that stuff. That's not just Bibee. That's this pitching staff's mentality right now. That's all of them. It's.
So where is that Carl? Is that Brad? What is that?
I don't know if it's something that was said. Remember when they sent Cantillo down? I didn't say it correctly that time.
Yeah, no, you're right.
I keep calling him Cantillo just because I see two L's and think Latin. They sent Cantillo down, and they said, you need to throw more strikes. That's the reason you're getting sent down. And I remember Jeff and I looking at each other going, throw more strikes? What in God's green earth are you talking about? Hmm. And then he comes back with that. The for lack of dot get fired mentality, the come get some Greg Williams mentality.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like the whole team has taken up that come get some. You want to take us down? You're the one who's going to beat us. I'm going to give you my best. You have to beat my best. I'm not over here going to try to make the perfect pitch every single time. I'm just going to throw the pitch you can't hit. And I'm going to dare you to make contact with us. And it feels like the whole staff has taken on that mentality of come get some. We're not giving you this game. You got to come beat us. And if you don't beat us, we're smoking you. Do you get that general idea too? Or is that just me projecting?
Yeah. Yeah, that's where they are right now. I want to look ahead and go, I wonder how that's going to play against some of these teams that have been playing great baseball all year. And when if it's going to be that kind of a fastball and you're going up against that kind of a hitter, I think eventually attrition's going to take over when you're going up against the elite hitter in Major League Baseball. Can you see that happening? Let's face it, Tigers have a good lineup. It's not like they... I'll take it. Look, if this is the way they've got to get it done, I'm down with it. I'm good with it. Is Atlanta going to give us any help? That's my next question.
I mean, Atlanta fixed the Astros. I mean, I was on here last week with...
they broke us.
I was on there last week with Chris Ossenheimer and telling him, hey, this Astros team smells funny. Like it kind of feels like the tell-all piece is coming in the future. And then the Atlanta Braves pitched horrendously and got the Astros back on track. And now Chris Ossenheimer is giving me all sorts of grief, which he should. I earned that.
Yeah.
But like, I don't trust Atlanta to be there to help you. You just got to keep winning.
Well, we do need a little help.
Right. You're going to need it from somewhere. So who knows? Maybe something has changed in there. Atlanta, it has all gone south in a hurry. And I think Brett Snitker has already announced he's pretty much not coming back, or at least the writing's on the wall that he's not coming back. Their manager for the Atlanta Braves.
Right. Otherwise, again, as I said a couple months ago,
it's just Snitker. I think I'm severely mispronouncing it. So go on.
I was just going to say it all comes down.
But me.
I mean, could it all come down to the Texas series? Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yes. Which, again, sign me up. Like, let's go. I would rather be in the position where I just got to win and get in than to have to worry about anything else. And if that's where this thing ends, where all of a sudden I'm in control of my destiny, that's right where I want to be.
We could also be asking the Red Sox for help, too, at the end.
Come get some.
Because that's, Detroit ends with Boston after us. That's their final. I'm just trying to think of what, I mean, Boston could be fighting too. It'd be crazy if Boston's fighting for that last wild card spot and then they pull the wild card spot and then help us win the Central.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
That's a possibility too. The scenarios are insane. 25.8% chance the Guardians now have a chance to make the playoffs.
This is so much fun.
They went from 1-10 to 1-4 in one series.
I love it.
It is pretty awesome.
I love it.
Let's go to Anthony in Cleveland Heights. Heights, hi.
That's right. I wanted to. I'm a Guardians fan first here. I just wanted to. Reemphasize what was said in your previous segment there, that we should just enjoy the moment here, whatever happens, that is a little, when you take just the long approach to that and you realize just enjoy what you're experiencing now, rather than worry about the result, you find, there's a little less neurosis.
Don't you think they've done that too? I think, team has done that. And if the city wants to reflect the personality of that, then I think we'll all be satisfied.
I would agree with that entirely. And the other thing I wanted to point out maybe to Clevelanders in general here while we prepare for this final week of meaningful baseball, as you guys pointed out, which is an astounding accomplishment considering the bad luck this season. It may be time to just start giving this ownership and front office the kudos that they deserve without any qualifications. And just say they do this year after year. You know, I heard some unbelievable data point yesterday, and I don't remember the year it started. It might have been 2015 or 2014 or somewhere in that vicinity, which is all Dolan ownership, period. They have played 30 days of baseball where they were mathematically eliminated from the playoffs. That's 30 days in 10 years. Then they've been how much would any Clevelander give the Browns to have an equivalent data point, to have seasons year after year where you're almost always at the very least not mathematically eliminated? So it might be time at some point to just say, without qualification, this is the best front office ownership group in the city. End of story. So,
I don't know. The Cavaliers do a pretty good job. I'm with you. No, I agree. As far as long-term health and not having to we don't ride the wave as much with the Guardians. You kind of know where they are, where they could be. And the Cavaliers will take you to the highest high and the lowest low. That's the problem.
It would be really nice
if this ownership group would have gone, hey, here's a good chunk of change, power hitter that we let walk out the door. Stay here. I'm not playing this game of, okay, my pitching staff has to be unbelievable.
Are you talking about Naylor? Are you specifically talking about Naylor
You could point to Naylor. You could point
I've
to
I've been
Lindor,
pretty happy with Slade Ciccone.
You could point to Lindor. You could point to whomever else.
That's exactly right with Naylor. If you don't trade Naylor, you don't have Slade. And you're throwing AAA pitchers this year in some games instead of Slade Ciccone. So I don't see how you're saying that Naylor. And might I add that Manzardo has been a capable replacement. Now you know that you can stick with Manzardo. So the Naylor trade is a winner, I think.
So you mean to tell me there's no part of you that looks at this team and says, boy, I really wish we had an outfielder who could hit 35 out?
Yeah, I know, but I'm specifically talking about the Naylor trade.
I agree with you. I can look at that. So then that way my margins are a little bit higher and I'm not asking my pitching staff to be unhittable for a month.
That's a fair point, Dan. That's a fair point. I agree.
And that's why I give them a ton of credit, but at the same time, go get me an outfielder who can hit 30 out so my margins aren't this thin and I'm not playing this game.
Then my response to that would be this. Even though this organization has had trouble developing hitters, I'd rather they develop that hitter than try and trade for him. Because we don't have to go in to tell Clevelanders just how trades can blow up in your face.
Amen. That's valid. Thank you, Anthony. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend. Let's see what happens. All right, let's roll on with this too, because I want to talk more Guardians with you. I'm sitting here and I'm just like, wow. Why is this not, maybe now is the time. Why this should be the giant story in town? Shouldn't it be? You tell me. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps. Dan Menigan is in today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.